Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Today I'm going to talk about clearing our relationship with money. With all of the challenges that are going on about money these days, people everywhere are feeling afraid and a little overwhelmed. I'd like to share some information that will help us all to put things back into perspective and to help get us on track. This information is an important reminder about money and our prosperity that is being given to us by the Company of Heaven to help humanity move through this cleansing process with more peace of mind and more calm. This is a necessary part of our evolutionary process as we ascend up the spiral of evolution into higher frequencies of harmony and balance. These old, obsolete patterns of the abuse of money, greed, power, all of the things that are associated with that, can't exist in the higher frequencies of perfection, and they are no longer appropriate in humanity's earthly experience. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are expanding our force field of light that serves as an open door through which the light of God is flowing to bless humanity and all life on this planet. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. These beings have been granted permission by our Father, Mother, God to come through the veil to meet us halfway. The information they're sharing is designed to help us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectation and hope instead of feeling so fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we'll know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever manifest in the history of time. Now, as you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I'll be sharing on this program, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence, your true God self, for guidance, and listen to your heart, and you'll know in the deepest recesses of your being if this information is truth and appropriate for you or not, and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity as we join our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings together today. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and exhale deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As we join together, we become one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. As this occurs, together we invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love and gratitude that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire flows from heart of our Father, Mother, God through our heart flame and expand through the divinity in our hearts into the heart of every man, woman, and child on earth. This is creating a powerful grid of love around the planet. This grid that is flowing from heart flame to heart flame among all of the people on the planet spans the abyss from the very densest frequencies of humanity's miscreation and our negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of divine love is forming a bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the divine blueprint, the immaculate concept of the new earth. During this special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. In the beginning, our Father, Mother, God gave us everything we needed to easily sustain our physical bodies during this earthly sojourn and this schoolroom of learning in the physical plane. We were given the radiance of the sun for the warmth and the energy we would need to exist. We were given fresh air to breathe, water to drink, food and materials from which we could build shelters and make clothing for ourselves. The divine intent was for our physical needs to be taken care of so that we would then be able to focus on using our gift of free will and our creative patterns of thought and feelings to co-create new patterns of perfection in the physical plane of Earth. It was never the divine plan that we struggle from morning till night just to maintain our physical bodies. Our purpose and reason for being in this physical plane was to learn how to use our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. It was never the intent that we work from morning till night in mundane jobs. This is a gross distortion of our divine plan, and it is a cumbersome distraction from our purpose and our reason for being in this school of learning. Eons ago, we chose, for whatever reason, to use our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings in ways that weren't in perfect alignment with the divine plan. And we began creating thoughts and feelings that were based in discord and in harmony. This caused the initial impulse of our fall from grace. After the fall, we lost awareness of our divine heritage and the fact that we are actually beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all our Father, Mother, God have is ours. When we forgot these things and we began misqualifying our thoughts and feelings with discord and negativity, we began descending into denser and denser frequencies of our own human miscreations. Our God selves, our I Am presence, were unable to communicate with us. To compensate for that void in our lives, we developed this alter ego, this fragmented, fear-based aspect of our personality that we call our human ego. We gave our power away to this mutated aspect of ourselves and allowed it to manipulate us into believing that the physical plane is our only reality and that our physical body is all that we are. With this distorted perception, we started believing in lack and limitation. We forgot that we are co-creating this reality through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. And we forgot that the unformed primal light that comprises every particle of life in the whole of creation is the infinite gift from our Father, Mother, God. This is our abundance of life. This is what it means when we say, all that our Father, Mother, God has is ours. When we forgot about this infinite supply of energy, vibration, and consciousness, and started perceiving that the physical plane is all that exists, we started fearing for our very survival. We forgot about the abundance of God, and we became afraid that there was not going to be enough of the necessities of life for everyone to live in comfort and peace. When we started buying into that fear-based thought form that was being energized and fed to us by our lower human ego, we began hoarding things that we needed to sustain our physical bodies. This, of course, blocked the flow of God's infinite abundance. As our fear-based thoughts and feelings reflected on the elemental substance of the earth, the air, the water, and the fire, we started co-creating experiences that reflected in inclement weather conditions. This resulted in floods and droughts and famines and plagues and pestilence. When that happened, we were catapulted into a vicious circle that really did start creating lack and limitation. So consequently, the more we hoarded things that we needed to survive, the more we blocked our flow of life, and the less the necessities of life were made available to us. Then, the more afraid we became, and the more we wanted to hoard things. We developed a consciousness of greed and selfishness that we believed was necessary in order for us to survive. We started fighting with each other over land, food, water, and material things. Eventually, we created a monetary system to barter so that we could have enough of the very things that God had already freely given to each of us. As the confusion and chaos of our lower human consciousness built in momentum, our human egos coerced us into believing that whatever we needed to do to survive was appropriate, even if it meant lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do is observe what is going on the planet at this moment, and we can see that this level of consciousness still exists in the masses of humanity. We clearly see evidence of that tragic situation that began so long ago manifesting everywhere we look. Practically every malady manifesting on Earth can be traced back to this fear-based consciousness of lack and limitation. This is true whether we're talking about the corruption, violence, and moral depravity in governments, the military, financial institutions, corporations, the medical, insurance, and pharmaceutical industries, religious organizations, educational institutions, profit and nonprofit organizations, or the private sector, and individuals in their own personal lives. Our ego-based fear for survival infuses humanity with a willingness to do whatever it takes to get what we want. Wall Street is reflecting that in unprecedented ways, and so are the corporations and the governments of the world. For eons of time, people have continually acted out of the distorted perception of lack and limitation. This is truly what poverty consciousness is. As a result of this illusion, people everywhere now are writhing in the pain and suffering of poverty consciousness that our human ego perpetuated by entrapping us in poverty and lack and limitation. It is time for us now to take back the power our human egos have usurped from us. And it is time for us to give our I Am presence full dominion in our lives. We have the ability to reclaim our divine heritage and to restore the infinite flow of God's abundance in our lives and in the lives of all humanity. Never has it been more important for us to grasp this profound truth and for us to do what is necessary to begin implementing the laws of prosperity and drawing the abundance of God back into our lives. Now what is occurring is humanity is awakening, and as the light of God increases on earth and the negativity that conflicts with that light is pushed to the surface to be transmuted and healed, we are seeing the global economy reel on the shifting sands of corruption and greed. From outer appearances, it looks like the economy is headed for total collapse. But in fact, this is only the darkest before the dawn. The purging that is taking place in the economic world is a necessary part of the healing process. The old age archetypes of greed, selfishness, corruption, and moral depravity are being exposed and shattered in order to clear the way for the new archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace to be expanded into tangible reality in the physical plane. Those who are willing to attain their wealth by harming another part of life are doomed to failure. Whether they are hurting people or polluting the earth, their nefarious efforts are being exposed in the radiant light of divine truth. The dog-eat-dog, looking out for number one selfishness that has been so prevalent over the years, cannot be sustained once the new archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace begin manifesting physically in the outer world. This is the time that has been prophesied by all the world religions, when all that is hidden must now be revealed. The clandestine schemes of deception and dishonesty that have trapped the multitudes in a web of poverty and fear will not be concealed in a cloak of darkness any longer. The elite few who have hoarded the wealth of the world while millions, actually billions, live in hunger, disease, and squalor will no longer be able to succeed in their self-obsessed ventures. Poverty is a human miscreation. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the original intent of our Father, Mother, God, and the divine plan for this blessed planet. It was a miscreation resulting from humanity's fall from grace, and it was never intended to be part of our earthly experience. The distorted patterns of lack and limitation are actually an illusion that we created and that we are sustaining through our belief in that system, through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Now, the new archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace have been anchored in the physical plane. They are based in the divine truth that God is our supply, not outer world circumstances. Our natural heritage is a continual God supply of all good things. When we remember this truth, we open our hearts up once again to the infinite flow of God's abundance, our natural birthright in this physical plane. This unique moment that we are experiencing now will be recorded in the Golden Book of Life as the time in which the era of eternal peace and infinite abundance were permanently established on earth. Just imagine. You and I are physically present to co-create the events that will lift this planet and all her life into the light of eternal peace and infinite abundance. It is up to us now to reclaim this infinite abundance. In order for us to reclaim our natural birthright of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, we need to clear our relationship with money. Since we have chosen to live in a system that uses money as our source of exchange, we need to eliminate our fear of it and realize that money is a source of energy, period. It is not some awesome entity that comes into our lives to wield its power over us and to rule our destinies. This is only because of our fear for survival that we have allowed money to have this kind of control over us. So first of all, we must eliminate poverty consciousness, and we must start functioning with prosperity consciousness. This means that instead of worrying all the time about not having enough money, focusing all of our attention in this fear of lack and limitation, we need to hold our visions and focus on the gratitude that we have for the money that we do have. Gratitude is a magnet that brings more of what we are grateful for into our lives. Every time we spend a penny of our money, whether it is to buy groceries or to pay our bills for entertainment or whatever, we need to bless it with gratitude for the service that it is providing for us. Then we should consciously let it go freely, knowing in our hearts that money is just a source of energy. And like all energy, through the universal law of the circle, the law of attraction, our money should be going out, expanding, and returning to us for more service, like every other thought, word, action, or feeling that we express. If we send our money forth grudgingly, bemoaning the high cost of living, fearing that we won't have enough to cover our expenses, hating to spend it on the necessities of life, we will automatically block the flow of God's abundance. The process of developing prosperity consciousness does not mean going out and charging things unnecessary or getting ourselves deeper in debt by spending money that we don't have. This is not what we're talking about. What prosperity consciousness does mean, however, is that we recognize money is providing a service to us that we should accept with gratitude and appreciation. As we move forward at warp speed, which we are doing at this moment, it is critical for us to remember that we are responsible for co-creating our prosperity. I want you to really hear that. We are not the victims of circumstance. We are the co-creators of circumstance, of what is occurring in our lives. And we are responsible for co-creating with our Father, Mother, God, our own prosperity. We need to perpetually pay attention to what we're empowering with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We can do this by monitoring our thoughts and asking ourselves, is what I am thinking, saying, feeling, or doing at this moment adding to my prosperity and my prosperity consciousness? Or am I blocking my prosperity with thoughts of and fears of lack and limitation, with poverty consciousness? And then ask yourself in a few minutes, what about now? Am I empowering prosperity consciousness, or am I blocking that flow through my fears and poverty consciousness? And how about now? And how about now? And how about now? As we go throughout our day, monitoring our thoughts and feelings, being cognizant of what we are empowering with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. If what we are reflecting or what we are respecting is reflecting poverty consciousness, then we need to ask ourselves, What should I do in order to express prosperity consciousness and open up to God's flow of abundance right now? What do I need to change in order to express prosperity consciousness and open up to God's flow of abundance right now? Then change your thought. If you're thinking of lack and limitation and empowering your fears, say to yourself, what do I want instead of that? And begin empowering through your thoughts and feelings what you want instead of the fears of what you don't want. It is imperative that we hold on tenaciously to our positive visions and energize them daily with our affirmations and the focus of our attention. We must be deliberate about our wealth. Through persistence, confidence, and acceptance, we will open our hearts to the God supply of all good things and begin magnetizing our divine birthright of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace into our lives. Now, I'd like to share and really have you hear this next factor. It is a vital part of receiving God's abundance. The law of the circle plays a very important role in our prosperity. The ebb and flow of life, which is so clearly demonstrated in the law of the circle, is a critical factor in order for us to receive God's flow of infinite abundance. There are many expressions that describe the law of the circle, or the law of attraction, the ebb and flow of our life force. These expressions sometimes are called the in-breath and out-breath of God, or the radiation and magnetization of our gift of life. Other words that are used that describe this ebb and flow of our life force are giving and receiving, cause and effect, action and reaction, involution and evolution. In order for the divine plan to be fulfilled and for us to receive a continual flow of infinite abundance from our Father, Mother, God, the ebb and flow of our gift of life must be balanced. What that means is that if we are receiving more life force from our Father, Mother, God, more of our gift of life, then we are sending back to our Father, Mother, God, charged with harmony and balance. An imbalance is created that blocks our flow. When we volunteered to embody on earth, the purpose of our earthly experience was to learn how to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. We agreed that we would cooperate with the universal law of the circle and that we would maintain a balance of our life force. This was a covenant that we had with our Father, Mother, God. In this covenant, our godparents agreed to direct the elemental kingdom to provide whatever we would need to sustain our physical bodies, such as sunlight, water, fresh air, material for food and shelter, and the electronic light substance, our life force, that beats our hearts and enables us to live, move, breathe, think, feel, and have our being in the physical plane. Our part of the covenant was that we agreed that in return, we would balance this gift of life, our life force, by using our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. This was our mission, that everything we needed to sustain our physical bodies would be provided for us effortlessly, and that we in turn would use our gift of life to add to the light of the world, to learn how to co-create patterns of perfection from the kingdom of heaven and the causal body of God. We agreed that we would use our gift of free will to observe all of the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. Then we would combine those patterns through our thoughts and feelings in our own unique way to create previously unknown expressions of divinity. We agreed that we would send forth our gift of life in the form of love, reverence for all life, gratitude, wisdom, abundance, intelligence, peace, joy, and happiness to bless all life on this sweet earth. Unfortunately, when we fell into the abyss of our own human miscreations by abusing our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings with discord and misqualified energy, we forgot about this covenant, this contract that we had with our God parents, our Father, Mother, God. Even though we were still receiving and using all of our gift of life from our God parents and the elemental kingdom, we were not giving anything back in a positive way in return for this gift of life. Consequently, we were not fulfilling our part of the bargain. We were not accomplishing our facet of the covenant, our agreements, by balancing our gift of life, which we were utilizing every day, with gifts of love and appreciation. That self-centered behavior effectively blocked the flow of God's abundance. This blocked our supply, and we fell into the dysfunctional behavior pattern every day of having to work and energize our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to create things to sustain our physical body. So we started creating jobs to make enough money to pay for the things we needed to sustain our physical bodies. Those were the same things that God had already given us for free. When we expend our time, energy, and money to pay for things like food and shelter and water and sunlight and all of the energy and things that God had given us for free, it's like not giving anything back at all in appreciation for our gift of life. So when we started using our energy, our life force, to just create what we needed to sustain the needs of our physical body, this imbalance trapped us in a mode of stagnation. We weren't giving anything back in a positive way in appreciation for our gift of life, so it blocked that flow from our Father, Mother, God. As a result, we were cast into the paralyzing throes of poverty, which only perpetuated our fears and our consciousness of lack and limitation. Our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings began reflecting on the elemental kingdom, and through inclement weather conditions, we did begin creating pests and plagues and famines and floods and all kinds of things that did result in lack and limitation. That perplexing condition is the cause of poverty that we have experienced now over hundreds of lifetimes. And it is the reason for the financial situations that are affecting the global economy now. It's really important for us to grasp this, because these are the obsolete archetypes, belief systems, and behavior patterns that are now surfacing to be transmuted into light so that we can reclaim our covenant with God and the infinite flow of God's abundance. The good news is that we created this problem. Consequently, we have the absolute power to do something about it. We have the ability to renew the covenant, the contracts that we have with our Father, Mother, God, and to reclaim our course of direction. All we have to do to renew our contract with God is to begin doing what we agreed to do in the first place. That means that we need to balance the gift of life we receive and benefit from every day by giving something back in return to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. That may sound complicated, but it is actually very simple. Because the light of God is a natural state of our being and who we are. Anything we do to improve the quality of life on earth expands the borders of divinity. Whatever we do to add to the light of the world, to bless all life by sharing our love, our reverence and adoration, our gratitude, our intelligence, our wisdom, our abundance, our peace, our joy, our happiness, our compassion, and our momentum of healing, further enhances the creation of heaven on earth. There are myriad ways to open up to the flow of God's abundance. Actually, as many ways as there are people on the planet devising ways to balance their gift of life by sharing their love and appreciation for this gift that has been given to us by our Father, Mother, God. But if we specifically want to increase the abundance of money in our lives, there are some specific things that we need to do. Anything we do to add to the light of the world fulfills our contract and opens up a gift to God in appreciation for our gift of life. But if we want to increase our financial sustenance through the monetary system that we are now abiding in, there are certain things that we need to do to increase our cash flow. At the present time, we have chosen to use money as a means of exchange. This wasn't the case in the beginning, but this is the situation we're in now. So to be financially free, we need to increase our money. So in order for us to attain prosperity and become financially free, we need to find ways to increase the cash flow of money. We can easily do this by applying the universal law of the circle. Remember, like attracts like. What we send out in the form of energy expands and returns to us. Money is energy. In order for us to attract more money into our lives, we need to send more money out. Now, needless to say, we're all sending out tons of money to pay for the sustenance and the needs of our bodily existence. The problem is that God has already provided what we need to sustain our physical bodies for free. So that money doesn't count as our gift of appreciation that we are giving back to God for our gift of life. We need to accept the money and spend it freely to sustain our bodily needs, and we need to bless this money with gratitude and know that it's going to go out and return for higher service. But this cannot be considered the gift of love that we are returning to God in appreciation for our gift of life. In order to increase our cash flow, we must give a portion of our money back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. And this money needs to support things over and above what God has already given to us for free. Now, I know that this is sometimes hard for us to even grasp this concept because we're struggling so hard just to sustain our physical bodies and for survival. But it is a critical factor in opening up to the infinite flow of God's abundance. This is what all of the world religions and all of the spiritual teachings are referring to when they're talking about tithing. Now, tithing has gotten a bad connotation because so many times this just seems like another bill we have to pay because there is so much need for money in to sustain the spiritual edifices and churches and things like that, that it didn't feel like a gift of love that we are giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. So we need to think of this as seed money. Eliminate the title or the label of tithing and think of this as seed money that we are planning to open up the flow of abundance of God into our life. The spiritual key to increasing our cash flow is for us to give a portion of our money away to people, places, conditions, and things who will use it to assist in co-creating the patterns of heaven on earth, over and above what we are using just to sustain our physical bodies. We can accomplish this by giving money away to people who are improving the quality of life, to institutions that we know are making a positive difference, to organizations, charities, spiritual groups, religious groups, corporations that are working for the highest good of life on this planet, human rights, animal rights groups, environmental groups that are working with healing the planet, human endeavors that are associated with science in a positive way, medicine, research, alternative fuels, and energy sources that are working toward healing the planet, for groups that are working for the arts, education, sustainable development for all humanity, global peace, justice, or any other person, place, condition, or thing that you are aware of that is working with reverence for all life and that has a genuine desire to co-create the wonders and perfection of the patterns for the new earth and healing this planet. Now, the general consensus is that we give as little as 10% of our income back to God to these over and above the sustenance of our bodily needs in appreciation for our gift of life, we will open up such an influx of the flow of abundance of God into our lives that we won't be able to handle it all. Now, it's important for us to understand that our attitude and the consciousness with which we give our money away is critical to our success. I know when we're struggling to survive, 10% seems like a tremendous amount of money. But just think about it for a moment. When we go to a restaurant, we tip 20% often to the servers for the gift that they're giving to us in the way of service. This is a percentage of our wealth that we are giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. I know that many people try to pay all their bills and see what they have left to give to their tithing. But I know that in my own personal life, when my financial system totally transformed, is when I started paying God first. When I started realizing, first and foremost, I accept my gift of life from God. Every single day before I get up and go to work or do a single thing to put money on the table, I am breathing the air that God gave me. I am drinking the water, utilizing the sunlight, eating the food, using my life force to get up and move and breathe and exist and think and feel in this physical plane. So God needs to be paid first. So first and foremost, I began giving 10% of my income. Once I did that, it was amazing at how things began to shift so that I still had the right amount of money I needed to pay my everyday bills to sustain my physical body. Whether it was things that I was able to get on sale, or whether the utility bills were a little less, or my gas bill wasn't, my transportation wasn't as much, or the food bill, things were on sale, things started happening to allow me to have enough money to sustain my physical body. So I'm going to encourage you not to wait until you think you have enough money and then try to figure out paying 10%, because that is the reverse of what we should be doing. The attitude and consciousness with which we give our money away is critical to our success. Our money must be freely given away with no strings attached. And what this means is that we cannot expect anything in return from the people or places we give it to, other than for them to use the money for the highest good of all concerned, to improve the quality of life on the planet. So once we give our money away, it's important for us to acknowledge and to accept that in compliance with the universal law of the circle, this money is going to expand and it's going to return to us through the God supply of all good things. The reason that we need to consciously affirm the return of our money is because we have forgotten that money is a form of energy, which should have been going out and returning to us all along. It should have been happening very naturally. But we have blocked this natural process because of our fears and our poverty consciousness. Through our distorted perception of our human egos, we have developed the expectation that we send our money out, but then it is gone and we don't have enough to finish paying our bills. By affirming our divine birthright, that God is our supply of all good things, and that supply is infinite as long as we are giving back our portion in appreciation for our gift of life, and decreeing and accepting the infinite flow of God's abundance, we will reprogram ourselves to expect prosperity. We can start by claiming a tenfold return of our gift. But the truth is that there is no limit to the return that we can expect from our Father, Mother, God. So a simple decree would be that we affirm with feeling our gift of love and appreciation, and then we reclaim God's abundance and the return current. So we give our money away. Say we give $100 away. A simple affirmation might be, as we're claiming, I am giving $100 back to God in appreciation for my gift of life, so that we are consciously affirming that this money that we are giving away with no strings attached to some person, place, condition, or thing that is deliberately adding to the light of the world, I am giving $100 back to God in love and appreciation for my gift of life. Then we affirm that that money is returning to us, expanded tenfold. So we say, and I am gratefully receiving $1,000 from God's infinite flow of abundance on the return current with the highest good for all concerned, knowing that this is open and flowing back to us. I am gratefully receiving from God's infinite flow of abundance $1,000 on the return current with the highest good for all concerned. Once we give our love and appreciation for our life back to God in the form of energy of money and claim God's tenfold return of abundance, it is important then for us to consciously know and expect that this money is coming back into our lives. So everything that comes back bringing a little more money into our lives, accept that this is our flow of abundance that is flowing into our lives, and claim it on the return current. Realizing and accepting, if something that you're going to purchase, food or something you're going to purchase, is on sale, saying, this is my gift of money flowing back into my life. If somebody gives you something that you're going to have to purchase and now you don't have to purchase it, this is my gift of love that's coming back into my life from the heart of God. This is my gift of abundance. Consistently in knowing and experiencing that all that is coming back is this flow. This begins opening the expectation. We must not limit God by trying to figure out where the money is coming from. So we don't give $100 away and then stand at the mailbox waiting for a check of $1,000 to appear in our mailbox. We know God is creative and the money will come through infinite ways. We just need to be open and receptive to every single avenue of return. Don't give the money away and then say, I'm on a limited or specific income, I can't imagine how it will return. God will find creative ways to return your abundance to you. Every time you receive unexpected money or someone buys something for you or pays something that you thought you were going to have to pay for yourself, except that this is God's abundance flowing back into your life. If things you need are on sale, or if your bills are less than you thought they were going to be, accept that this is the gift of money coming back to you. If someone gives you something that you were going to have to purchase and now you don't have to purchase it, or you get a raise or a higher paying job, you're receiving God's abundance. If someone finally pays an old debt that you thought was lost forever, or you receive a bigger refund than you expected from your income tax return, you should know that this is money that is coming back to you as a flow of God's abundance. The more we adjust to the constant flow of giving and receiving our money in love and appreciation for our gift of life, the sooner the infinite abundance of God and God's eternal peace will be an ever-present state of being, tangibly present in your life. This is really a very critical and powerfully important facet for you to begin understanding and bringing into your life experience. Each and every one of us has the ability to magnetize God's infinite abundance into our lives. And now, just for a moment, I'd like to seal this energy and this awareness and this knowing within your heart flame as we join together by affirming and bringing in higher levels of consciousness and prosperity consciousness into our life experience. Just for a moment, contemplate these truths that I have shared with you and feel your I Am presence raising you into higher levels of clarity, understanding, and illumined truth. And know that through this new level of understanding, that all you have to do to open to the flow of God's abundance is to reclaim your covenant with God by adding to the light of the world through your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and expanding your financial prosperity by expanding out your gift, giving and receiving and your gifts of love to the universe and to people that are adding to the light of the world, you are sealing yourself in a new level of prosperity consciousness. Now affirm that in this higher level of consciousness with me now, in the inner knowing of your heart, I release and let go of all attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good and the infinite flow of prosperity in my life. I release all patterns that reflect a consciousness less than prosperity. I recognize this is the moment of my new beginning, and I now have the absolute ability to create prosperity consciousness in my life. I do so easily and joyously as I remember and act out of the knowing that I am experiencing now true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am able to transform my life right here and right now. Feeling this energy securely anchored through your heart flame, know that throughout this week you'll have the ability to apply this knowledge and add to the light of the world as you expand the infinite abundance of God into your life. The Company of Heaven has been guiding us along these lines for a very long time, and they have given us information that is contained in our book, It Is Time for You to Be Financially Free. We have recently put this up on our website as an ebook that you can very easily download on an MP3 file from your computer to make it tangibly available so that you can have this knowledge and much more knowledge that's contained in the book to help you reprogram yourself into new levels of prosperity consciousness. We also have a CD that's called Abundance, and it has visualizations, it has a powerful gift that has been given to us from the Company of Heaven, and it has information that will reinforce this change of consciousness and help you reprogram. Both the booklet and the CD can be purchased through our website in hard copy that we can mail to you. And on that, you'll have to pay a postage and handling. But they can also be downloaded on MP3 files. The CD you can put on your iPod or on a CD from your computer directly and not have to pay postage and handling. So it'll help you save some money that way. These are very easy to access on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. And if you go to that website, go to the product section, and it'll have a list. You can get the e-books or the CDs or the regular books, and it'll help you a great deal. This information has been updated. We've had it available for a while, but the booklet has been updated with new information because of the things that are going on at this time on the ebook. And there's a supplement that's been added to the physical book as well that'll update it and keep it current. I want to thank you for joining in with me today. This is a powerful and important time, and we're all capable of assisting with this transformation, having it accelerated at a greatly increased pace as we focus on our tools and our ability to add to the light of the world. Please join with me next week for Awaken Your Divine Potential. I'm Patricia Cota Robles. God bless you, and have a wonderful God-victorious week.